Just as there are many divorces in our society, there are also many remarriages. And if you remember at the devotion that we discussed yesterday, that just as there are many divorces that do not meet God's approval, sadly so today there are many remarriages that do not meet God's approval. So it is our duty as His children, as those seeking to do His will, that we look into His Word to find out who does have the right to remarry and who does not. If you look with me in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 9, Jesus said, "And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, except for fornication, and marries another, commits adultery. And whoever marries her who is divorced, commits adultery." Jesus here stated that if a person divorces, a man divorces his wife for any other reason than fornication, then he does not have the right to remarry another. But notice also in that passage that the Bible says that whoever, or that man who divorces his wife, that wife who has been divorced, neither does she have the right to remarry if that divorce was for an unscriptural reason, that is, for anything other than fornication. So we see that those who have been unscripturally divorced do not have the right to remarry another person. But if you'll look with me over in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, we find out that there are two options for those who have been unscripturally divorced. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and read with me in verses 10 and 11, where Paul said, "Now to the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord, a wife is not to depart from her husband. But even if she does depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband. And a husband is not to divorce his wife." In the case where a wife may divorce her husband, she has one of two options. Number one, she could remain in an unmarried state, or the scriptures say that she has the other option to be rejoined back to that man. And of course, as Christians striving to do the will of God, a woman or a man in that situation should strive to get back into that married state with that individual with whom they were first married. So there are two options for those who are unscripturally divorced. One, they could remain in that unmarried state and be pleasing to God. Or number two, they should try to reconcile that marriage once again. But I also want you to look with me over in Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7, and there is another case in which a person does have the right to remarry. Romans chapter 7, and in verse 2, the Bible says, "For the woman who has a husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if the husband dies, she is released from the law of her husband." Here we find that a woman, or the case would be true as well, of a man who is widowed, that is, his or her spouse is deceased, that individual has the right to remarry another person, but only under one condition. Look over in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and we'll find out what this condition is. In chapter 7 of 1 Corinthians, in verse 39, where the scripture says, "A wife is bound by law as long as her husband lives, but if her husband dies, she is at liberty to be married to whom she wishes, only in the Lord." This tells us that a widow has the right to remarry, but only according to those instructions that God has given, and certainly she should seek to marry someone who is a fellow Christian, because what sense would it make to be live a life in service to Christ, then in the middle or toward the end of one's life, to marry someone who is not a Christian, and then to draw that individual further away from Christ? So we see here the people that God has told us have the right to remarry and who those individuals are.